Hello, 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 and welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I am your host, Anita Thomas, and I am here with Doc Beal with Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Hey, Doc Beal.
Hey.
Now, we have been talking about all things luxury travel. Now, whether you're staying in a five-star resort or setting sail, as we talked about a little bit, too, on the ocean, or even if you're planning some type of customized trip that involves, you know, great beaches and wonderful restaurants, really, luxury travel can be whatever we define, really.
Or staying at the Sapelo Island Birdhouses.
Or staying at the Sapelo Island Birdhouses is actually a luxury vacation that we would highly recommend. But now, we have a guest that's coming on with us now, Mara Jennings, who is really an expert on casual luxury. Now, Mara Jennings is a name that I would think a lot of you recognize because he is an Emmy-nominated TV host, lifestyle expert, and also best-selling author. So he's a master at creating casual luxury lifestyles, and he's really made it very simple and very smart with the M-A-R capitalized there, and make it so that it's really easy for us to understand and for us to follow. And Mara is always doing something on TV. I mean, he has been on QVC, HGTV. I mean, he's just been all over the place. So it is truly a pleasure, Mara, to have you join us today. So welcome to the show, Mara.
It's great to be on a show. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us. So, you know, we're talking about luxury, and I know that you are the expert on that. So let me just jump right in with this first question. You know, because our previous segment, we were giving people advice on really how they can travel with luxury, because it doesn't have to be something that seems, you know, mysterious or a distance away that you can't afford. I mean, there are ways for us to do it. So what's your advice on how to travel in luxury and style on a budget?
Well, I always believe that wherever you go, there you are. So it really has to start with an attitude. It's not so much about the destination, but it's also about the attitude about the trip that you're taking as well. So if you start with a good attitude and expect that you're going to have a good time and put that out there, I think that kind of sets the tone on where you're going to go. I always also say that along the way, just being nicer can many times get you upgrades or different opportunities as well. But one of the best things that I like to do is I like to go off-season when there's real deals to be had. And certainly coordinating with a travel agent is really important as well, because they're the ones that often have access to things that aren't always available on the Internet. So this person should play a very important role as being your new best friend, whether it be a local destination or something more elaborate. You know, starting a relationship with the travel agent is always a great way to go.
I really appreciate your saying that, because we really do advocate here on the show, really working with your travel agent, because you're absolutely right. They know where the deals are. They have relationships also with properties all over the world. And many of them specialize in certain areas around the world, too, and could certainly be, you know, really beneficial in helping to determine, you know, a great place to go off season, or even maybe some discounts during high season sometimes, too.
Yeah, sometimes as well. The key is always to plan ahead. You know, if you can book early, even better. And, you know, I always think that people often think, you know, I have to do a hotel. But there's also wonderful properties that can be just as magnificent as a luxury hotel. And sometimes for the fraction of the cost, if you incorporate that with a group. So don't not consider the opportunity of renting a home as well.
Well, bingo, you really are speaking my language here with Doc Bill and I, because you know we manage the vacation rentals over on Sapelo Island, and you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, beautiful, beautiful homes that you can find that are available for rental. And you can bring the whole family, or you can bring, you know, friends or other couples. I mean, there's so many options that you can do when you look at it.
And you could end up in a house that you normally would never be able to afford.
Absolutely.
Now, you can bring a larger group with you. You have a magnificent setting. This becomes your place. And it really is the line in the sand that identifies, you know, what luxury is all about. We sometimes miss the mark and think, oh, if we pay more, that's luxury. Mm-hmm. But you know as well as I do, just because you pay a lot more money doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a luxurious experience. Thus, a bad attitude. How many times have you gone to a destination and it's really not a pleasant experience because of the people that you're dealing with? So customer service has to be the number one thing that refers to a luxury experience. It's all about the help and the destination and where are you going. And, you know, I always say luxury for me is a king-size bed. I don't care where I am, but if it's a big bed, I am happy.
I'm with you on that. I'm definitely with you on that, Mara. It's just something about a really big bed. You can spread out, stretch out, and you seem to sleep better.
Yes.
You absolutely do.
And I always say, you know, when you're traveling, I always want to partner with a credit card that earns me something.
Oh, great idea.
I have multiple different credit cards that I know that if I buy or if I work with a travel agent and I get a discount, I could use miles to upgrade into first class. You know, it's not about spending a lot of money. It's about being smart about the money that you have. So getting on those reward points always leads you to great success.
You know, that is an excellent tip, Mara, because it's not only, like you're saying, just, you know, even with the airlines, even with hotels. I mean, so many places, even outside of travel, I mean, with your grocery store, I mean, they're everywhere you go nowadays. They have, you know, this frequent buyer or frequent user type cards, you know,
right,
that they have available. And I say sign up for all of those because it is a way to get something extra and something special. And who doesn't like that?
And I always believe that if you don't want to give them your primary email address, create one just for travel.
Mm-hmm.
Use that for all your travel reward programs. That way, it's not going to inundate you on your primary business or personal email. Set one up exclusively for that. And one of the things that I always believe, too, is that when you travel, I love to just treat myself to some great pajamas. And because it really dictates the destination that I'm going to. And over the years, I've acquired, you know, some nice PJs that remind me of that trip to St. Bart's, that trip to the south of France. And, you know, you can step it up and have it monogrammed. You can do it online. But you look back at those pajamas when you put them on, you think, oh, I remember when.
Absolutely. I love that idea, too. I mean, you're giving us so many great tips. But now, quickly, I want to ask you this, because I want to get into also, too, how to plan a really great show and tell. But we keep talking about all these things that, you know, are luxury. Can you give us maybe five things that you think are amenities that really say, okay, I'm at a luxury resort or a luxury spa or a luxury hotel?
Well, I think the number one is, you know, by doing your research, is it has to be highly service rated.
Mm-hmm.
Go in and see what service ratings have been giving to this destination. Because if the service is atrocious, it doesn't matter if you're sleeping in, you know, 10,000 thread count sheets, it's going to be a bad experience. You know, make sure that you pay attention to the details of what the destination or what it is that you're looking to do. Luxury for some people might be a fabulous swimming pool and spa services. For somebody else, it might be a golf course.
Right.
So make sure you find the destination that really speaks to what it is that you're looking to do on that trip.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly with you on that. Now, we have about 2 minutes left. So tell us, Mar, how we can plan like a really luxury kind of show and tell party when we get back with all those pictures.
Well, I love this subject because my life is all about casual luxury. And when I wrote my second book, which is out next month,
great,
accepting pre-orders right now on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, it's a casual luxury book, and it's about creating an environment that's basically attainable. And I give you six core design principles that's being referred to as the cure to all design dilemmas, no matter what size space you have or what style home you might have. So when you ask me this question, I think the key is we often forget about the history of yesterday. And I always say, remember the days when you used to create an album? I think the best way to display your photographs or to really tell a story is by two things. Investing in a disposable camera, because that's always fun and playful.
Yeah.
But also going and selecting those photographs that really depict your trip and then putting them in a wonderful album. Because other than having it on your computer, and should your computer crash, you might lose that,
mm-hmm,
this is a great nostalgic way to show it off to friends and family. And of course, I find the best time to do that is always after an intimate after-dinner meal.
Oh, that sounds great. I love that advice. And Mar, we are really coming down at the end of the segment here. So can you tell us quickly how people can find out more information? Now, you just gave where we can get the book, but what about a website?
Yes, my website is marjennings.com. And on my website, you will find a lot of information for your home, garden, and life.
Mar, thank you so much. That's all great information and great tips. And thank you for listening in, all of our listeners out there. Doc Bill, thank you again for being with us today. SapeloIslandBirdHouses.com if you want to come down to the Georgia coast and have a luxury vacation down there. And, of course, visit us on our website, www.travelbagswithanitaandfriends. And that is Anita with two N's. And come back in 2 weeks when we will talk about Aruba.